got a box I can stand on it. I just that was some local people here. That was all brothers and sisters and their father. That's the Ingalls. They're really been an encouragement here, and I've just been really blessed to see them really growing in this music that the Lord's giving them. And just since last November, they came over to our house in November, and we just had one of these impromptu things where we just played for hours and had such a great time, and then they have gone on and done some other things. It's been a real blessing. They're a real blessed young family, so I'm just encouraged by them. I just want to give a little short testimony. We never know what little things we're doing in life might impact others. And I was just trying to pass out some songbooks earlier and move some of the brethren in. And as I went outside, Brian Setzer's back there and he says, "Have you met this couple?" And I said, "No, I haven't. Who are they?" "I don't remember their names, I'm sorry. But they're from Kettle Falls, Washington. They just happened to be driving down the highway, and they saw a Shield of Faith sign out here. They were headed home to Kettle Falls. So they decided to drive in and see what was going on. And they're here in our meeting tonight." So sometimes an insignificant thing of posting signs everywhere will still impact somebody's life. So I'm glad they're here. What's her name, brother? Paul and Kathy Snyder. Couple back here. That just so blessed my heart. And I was just sitting here, and it's just a little thing, but it's a little testimony. And I just thought, you know, we all need to be faithful in the little things that God gives us. And others will be blessed by that. Praise God. I'm blessed that they're here. Praise God.